Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% fan cash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. And man, if you're looking for a fun night tonight, Funky Buddha. Live music Fridays and Saturdays. Looking for a spot to watch the games tomorrow. Watch all the games on Sunday. Funky Buddha in Oakland Park. We've mentioned all afternoon, but we did our little get-together last night. And appreciate everyone who came out. We appreciate everyone at Funky Buddha Brewery. And we had such great food and great drinks last night. It was really a great time. So thank you to everyone who came out. And thank you to everyone from Ryan and Casey and Chef Jeff and everyone at Funky Buddha. We had an awesome night last night. So thanks for everyone who came out and watched a little Dolphins action with us. Not that it was that great, but spend some time at Funky Buddha this weekend. Have a good old time. Or if you're going to the Panthers game tomorrow night, got the Funky Buddha Tap Room right there at the Amerant Bank Arena across from Pantherland. Enjoy some there.
Yes, the crab cake and wings made me forget about what was going on TV.
So I had yuca tots, I had the whipped ricotta, had the crab cakes, had what else did I have? Pretzel.
You shared something with your wife.
Had a pretzel. I think we, that brownie. We had a cream cheese brownie.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. With ice cream. Yeah, that was legit.
Is there any dessert that doesn't taste better with just a scoop of ice cream?
Right. I think a scoop of ice cream.
Might mess up a lemon, key lime pie or something. Something with citrus.
Well, really? I'll tell you what, though, to put it on the plate, most desserts, I want the ice cream right on top of it. I think if it was key lime pie, you'd want it to the side. You don't want it on top.
You want a little sherbet or something, a little tart.
Somebody texts in, what comes with the whipped ricotta, or do you eat it alone? It's like these toasts, these little toasts, yeah. And you get your wife to, spread the whipped ricotta on it for you and hand it to you. And so,
what?
What? Well, you would do that yourself?
I just dip it like a tortilla chip.
What are you talking about? No, you have your wife get it ready for you, and so you can enjoy it.
It's like a Christini, right?
Kind of like a Christini, yes.
Yeah. I have a shameful admission. My fiance bought at Trader Joe's a massive bag of Christinis. I'm talking about there was 150 Christinis in this bag.
You knocked them all down?
That bag didn't last 36 hours.
It's hard to stop eating the Christinis.
Yeah.
What the hell is that?
You know what they have at, I don't like Trader Joe's. I think it's overrated.
You don't like TJ's?
No, but do you know what they have there? Harry and David pears.
Mm.
The Harry and David pears are the best pears on the planet. Mm. Shout out to the pears. But they have the best pears, Harry and David, but usually you have to buy them. It was mail order. Harry and David, there's a couple of Harry and David stores. I think there's one at Aventura Mall. But they're selling them now at Trader Joe's. I am telling you, Solana, if you've never had Harry and David pears before, it's $9.99. You get six pears. The best pear you'll ever eat in your life. In your life. Also, Chris Greer was fired.
That's a dollar plus a per pair?
That's how good these pairs are. That's how good these pairs are. If you're buying cheap pairs, that's on you. But these are good pairs. So
Randy Smith Apple, 30 cents.
I have to say, in all honesty, and I like Chris Greer, and I was a proponent for Chris Greer. You know how I was when Stephen Ross at the end of last season said the big three are coming back. I was like, yeah, I'm down with it. Big three are coming back. Well, I was the only one referring to them as the big three. But you could make the case that Chris Greer was the most unsuccessful general manager. You'd have to, you know, do longer than, say, 3 years or whatever in the history of the NFL. I'm not kidding you.
No.
For the amount of time and to never have had a playoff win, never.
No. It had to be, it had to be like back in the day, the Buccaneers, the Browns recently. There's been some terrible teams.
Okay. How about the most unsuccessful tenure of an NFL executive in the history of the league? Because he has been there 26 years. That's essentially the entire amount of time that they are devoid of a playoff win. And again, I'm not just crapping on Chris Greer because I happen to like him. But for those, you know, who are saying, well, I mean, was it really the GM? No, last night was not the GM's fault. No, it was not. But he has not had a successful tenure.
No, not at all. And all the good picks you could pick, you could name, there's a lot of bad ones. But like you're saying, on success level of the teams that I've been a part of constructing, I've never won a playoff game. That's damning.
I mean, that's kind of damning.
I don't know if this is accurate or not. I read this by a couple different people this morning. Chris Greer went the longest tenure as a general manager in the NFL in the history of the league without a playoff win.
Well, how long was he technically the general manager? That's
why I don't know exactly where they're starting his general managership.
Because if it's his entire tenure at the team,
correct.
Of course. But he didn't have personnel say at the beginning.
Which is why I kind of couched it with, like, I really want to check this.
But most general, I mean, he's been there at least 10 years, right?
2016 is when he became a general manager. But that was a little bit murky because he was sharing decision powers with another general manager.
Because I started him
in 2018.
Someone's chatting in. Hawk doesn't remember Matt Millen. But I don't think Matt Millen stayed 10 years as the GM. What was he, the GM of Detroit?
I think Matt Millen was
Detroit when he was terrible. Was he there 10 years without a playoff win?
No. That's what you're saying. That tenure is a big part of it. Because that's a long time. That's how many rebuilds was that?
How many coaches? How many rebuilds? Like you have that's a lot of time, and that's a low bar, by the way. Hey, deliver us one playoff win in a decade. That's kind of a low bar if you can't do that.
Yes, you're right. That's like you can't argue his tenure was a success at all.
No.
Yeah, so that's why they had to get rid of him, but. And he had, you can't even say he had bad coaches because he was a part of picking those coaches out.
Sure.
So he thought Gase was good. He thought McDaniel was good. He thought Brian Flores, which he probably is good. He thought, who was before that? Philbin and all? Like, he was a part of all those guys.
Hand selected Flores and McDaniel for sure. Hawk, if Chris Greer today is putting together his resume, he's going to go try to get another job in another front office, maybe not as a GM, but just a job. And they're going to ask him, what can you point to in Miami as a reason why we should hire you? What does he point to? The 2023 team that blew a three-game division and lost by double digits in the first round of the playoffs? Like, genuinely, I don't know. Is that the bright spot of Chris Greer's GM tenure in Miami, the 2023 season?
He would have to go players that are very good, and I evaluated them, like Robert Hunt, which isn't on the team anymore, or Javon Holland.
A lot of the players would be – well, I don't know if Javon having a great season. I'm not certain you'd point to him.
Got hurt again.
Yeah.
Well, it's trading for Tyreek. That's his best move, right?
Trading for Tyreek.
But it's not like you finagled anything. you paid a guy a bunch of money.
Right, like he wanted a giant payday, and you said, we'll give it to him.
But he still pulled it off. I mean, there were sure other teams that could have pulled that trade off. They did not. The Laremy Tunsil trade, where he got a boatload of picks back, I mean, he didn't use them well.
Right.
But, I mean, I'm just saying, like, if you're looking, like, what was the bright spot of Chris Greer's time here as GM? There certainly wasn't any winning.
Laremy Tunsil is the best one I've heard so far.
He built the F1 track, right?
Tom Garfinkel, Chris Greer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Tom Garfinkel's great at his job. The business of the Dolphins is booming.
When I walked into the studio from the break, Solana looked at me and he said, do you really want some easy money tonight? And I said, well, save it for the air. So I don't know what the answer is. What is the easy money tonight?
I think we're all going to make money tonight. I genuinely do it. And if we don't, I'm sorry. But I wouldn't come on the air with this if I didn't feel strongly about it. So Hawk is mentioning Montas Buzel is overs. Josh Giddey, double-double. We made money on that in the past already. I put it in at -105.
Okay.
So now I'm just kind of looking because if I feel like Josh Giddey is going to get a double-double with rebounds, mm-hmm. I'm like, why not bet over whatever his rebounding prop bet is at? And it's 7.5 at -155. Well, clearly I'm not going to bet that. Right. Then I say, Matas Buzelis, I can get him over 4.5, but it's -200. That's ridiculous. So now I'm just kind of looking at rebounds. And I see Mikal Bridges
mm-hmm.
all the way down on the list. Over under on rebounds is set at 3.5 at +105. And I say, man, that doesn't sound right. I mean, not that he's an emphatic rebounder, but 3.5 rebounds for Mikal Bridges. And I look up his game log, 11 rebounds, 5 rebounds, 6 rebounds, 5 rebounds. He's averaging 6.8 rebounds a game. Gentlemen, Mikal Bridges, over 3.5 rebounds at +105, is a mother bleeping lock tonight, man.
Is he injured or anything? Is he on the Knicks injury report?
No, like, idea.
Because that jumps out at me. Like, it looks like you did some good handicapping there, and I'm going to put it in, but I just want to know if he's on the injury report or something.
I'm looking right now at the Knicks injury report. I'll double-check the NBA's official injury report, but I don't see him on the injury report.
Huh.
Here we go. The updated 4:30 p.m. injury report from the NBA.
Look at this. From Peaky Props. Mikal Bridges, over 3.5 rebounds. Moving Hart to the bench seems to have done wonders for Bridges' rebounding. He has cleared this line in all 4 games this year, averaging 6.8 rebounds per game. And it's not just luck. The opportunity has been strong. He's averaging 9.75 rebound chances per game, and he's recorded 8-plus in every single outing. Matchup against the Bulls, who don't give up a ton of rebounds overall, 9th fewest this season. However, they do play at one of the faster paces. More pace equals more possessions equals more opportunity. It looks like Peaky Props agrees with you.
I just put it in.
I'm going to put that in. I'll ride with that. Mikal Bridges.
Mikal.
I'm going to put 100. I'm putting 100.
I put 50.
Oh, good.
I'm going to go balls out. Trick or treat, mother bleepers.
Y'all well, look too rich for my blood on Mikal Bridges.
Yeah. And what game is this again? All right, real quick, let's do the headlines here for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour brought to you by Doral Hyundai, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Hyundai or DoralHyundai.com.
God, I hope we can bet on Hassan Whiteside with the Shanghai Sharks.
Oh, I am going to put so much Juan on that. Isn't it the Chinese yuan?
Yen.
No, the Japanese yen. Chinese yuan.
Is it the yuan?
Yeah, I believe so.
Thought it was a Chinese yen.
No, it's a Japanese yen. I just said that.
He was over there, remember?
How would you know?
He went there.
Even if I wasn't there, everyone knows it's a Japanese yen. When I say yuan, not like J-U-A-N. Y-U-A-N.
W-O-A-N. No.
Like wonton.
Yeah, except Y-U-A-N. Chinese currency. Yeah, it's the yuan. Y-U-A-N.
They just changed that? All right. A couple NFL notes. McDaniel, by the way, the report, if you're just joining us, maybe you've been out of the loop. Chris Greer is no longer a GM. They're calling it a mutual parting of ways. Hey, everybody out there, Chris Greer got canned this morning. And Champ, if you're going to hire somebody.
Kelly.
No, I know, but if you were going to hire somebody. I mean, you might as well hire somebody with the first name Champ.
Right. That always works.
That's not his real name.
Hey, Jimmy, call Champ Kelly and ask him what his real name is.
Hello, Champ.
Champ. Hey.
Champ Kelly is your interim.
Don't tell me it's actually Champ.
It's not. His first name is...
I didn't know he was black.
Now you've changed your opinion?
Oh, this man's going to turn this team around.
This is what's wrong with society. I'm not even kidding. This is what's wrong with society. Now that he found out Champ Kelly is black, he's changed his whole opinion on it.
Man, Kentucky grad, goodness gracious. Man,
his first name is Anthony.
Anthony. All right.
Forget that. Call him Champ.
Champ.
Yeah. Wait till Stephen A. Smith hears he's black.
Worked for IBM, software, and quality engineering. What? This dude's a genius.
Mike McDaniel, according to multiple reports, is going to be here at least for the rest of the season.
That strikes me as Stephen Ross really wanting him to be here even longer than that. Hoping that he can find someone that agrees with him that Mike McDaniel is the right guy.
Yeah.
That strikes me as verbal stability that could be changed at any moment.
But it would have been very easy to blow them both out at the same time. You're making a change. You might as well go for it. He likes Mike McDaniel.
Man. He never called me. That's my opinion.
Mm.
Travis Hunter had a knee injury.
Saw that at practice.
Yeah. Looks like his ACL, according to the latest reports, is intact, but he's going to get more scanning done. That's from Adam Schefter. Mac Jones will start for the 49ers. I mean, we're all kind of feeling it and down in the dumps about Tua, but how do you think 49ers feel this? Mac Jones just doesn't play football. At least they are winning, but he doesn't play football. Brock Purdy, excuse me.
Yeah, I was confused there.
Yeah.
Mac Jones does play football.
Yeah. Brock Purdy doesn't play football. All right. Panthers Stars tomorrow, 6 p.m.
Speaking of Champ, you about to be.
Oh, Champ.
Damn. Vlad, who's our resident Knicks fan,
yeah,
just texted me something.
Oh, come on. I just put $100 on Mikal Bridges.
Abort. Abort.
What?
Try to get it back. He says Mitchell Robinson is back. He averages 12 rebounds. Carl Anthony Towns is playing. Josh Hart, they're all playing. They all average more rebounds.
Bridges is going to need over 3.5 rebounds in 6 minutes of action.
Crash the boards!
Unbelievable.
Crash!
Miami at SMU tomorrow.
How did my alarm bells not go off when I walk in and Solana says to me, "You want to make some real easy money tonight?" How did my alarm bells not go off?
And who scrolls to the bottom of the rebound list to try to find an edge?
Damn it. Hawk, we'll be good. You got... Why would you listen to the guy in a whoopee cushion?
I mean, honestly. I am such a dope.
Heat at Lakers Sunday night. Luka will probably play in
Should
that game.
Minutes played, 3.5 over under for Mikal Bridges.
Yeah. Hey, and YouTube TV, go to hell, man. Jimmy, go to hell with YouTube TV. Have YouTube TV.
That's fair. I told you.
I can't watch ESPN anymore.
Told you.
I could watch SportsCenter last night.
I told you.
That's fair. I'll take that criticism.
Yeah. Enjoy football season without ESPN.
The hell, man. Your weather in South Florida, it is beautiful. Enjoy the day, man. Really is a gorgeous afternoon. Should be like that all weekend. Sponsored by Chill Zone AC. Visit chillzoneac.com.
All right, Mike Cugno from CBS4 and Dolphins Weekly Live talks Chris Greer with us in the next segment here in the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour.
Y'all can get that Cadillac you've always wanted at Edmore Sawgrass Cadillac during their Road Ahead sales event. That means you get savings on all the best Cadillacs that you see riding around. Your neighbor has one. You're looking at them at the stoplight, man. Get behind the wheel right now of a 2024 Cadillac Lyriq or XT4. You choose for only $319 a month. Or imagine how much you'll be saving on select new 2024 Cadillacs with only 3.9% financing. And my man Teddy Morris and my man Chris Atkins, the GM, they're going to throw in a $1,000 purchase allowance just because they love their customers. Make 2025 this year the year you get that Cadillac, whether you're driving to the game, picking the kids up from school, going to the grocery store, you're headed on a hot date. You will be riding in style with a Lyriq or XT4 for only $319 a month or financing as low as 3.9%. And they're going to throw in a grand of purchase allowance because they love us. Y'all, I'm a happy customer of Ed Morris. Get ready for the road ahead at Ed Morris Sawgrass Cadillac. And remember, being backed by Morris is special now. From the trading to the sale to the lease to the service, after you get the car, they send you texts and emails, update you on your vehicle. It's great to be backed by Morris.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
6-7.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer, switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha Happy Hour, final segment of the week, and happy Halloween. Go celebrate Halloween at Funky Buddha if you are so inclined, or head on out there this weekend. If you're out driving tonight, make sure you keep an eye out for the kiddies. You're going to be trick-or-treating. You want to make sure your head's on a swivel. So, what an eventful Football Friday this was. And I'm sure we'll have plenty more to talk about next week in the world of the Miami Dolphins. What a world the Miami Dolphins have created for us. Tonight on this radio station, you have Panthers Talk. What kind of Panthers show is this coming up?
Panthers Insider, typically Saturday mornings, but because the Hurricanes broadcast
8 a.m. pregame.
Correct. So Panthers Insider pushed to tonight. And
us.
Heat Weekly will air tomorrow on AM 560.
All right. How about that? Before we get out of here for the evening and go enjoy a little Halloween, Canes, they play tomorrow at noon. You'll hear the game here. But you can stop by Canes Wear
you know, I would tell you, hey, you can go get some Dolphins merch there as well. But I don't know, lay off for a week. Let's see where this thing takes us. Canes, though, on the road tomorrow at noon. But you've got a chance all weekend long to get to Caneswear in Davie and get some new Canes gear. They'll be back home, and you want to be rocking some new gear. And if you do want to get some Dolphins merch, they've got that at Caneswear as well. They've got Inter Miami stuff, Heat, Marlins, Panthers. Maybe you're going to the Panthers game tomorrow. There's a 6 p.m. Panthers game tomorrow. You can go to Caneswear during the day, pick up some new Panthers merch, and then you head on out to the Amerant Bank Arena, 6 o'clock puck drop tomorrow.
Puck drop,
whatever you want it to be. But you can get all your merch at Caneswear in Davie. You can get shirts, hats, jerseys, shorts, hoodies for you, the entire family, even your pets. They've got it all at Caneswear and online at caneswear.com. So they're in Davie on University Drive, right next to La Spada's. And you can always shop online at caneswear.com. And they really do have anything Canes that you can think of. It is there. So make a point to get there this weekend or hop online right now. Start shopping. Caneswear.com. Caneswear, the spot South Florida sports fans shop. Everybody, have a great and safe weekend. Have a super great and super safe Halloween. And this weekend, go Canes, go Panthers, go Heat. And we will speak with you el lunes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/trader plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
This is Odyssey's Injury Report, powered by Fanatics. Let's look ahead to this week's notable football injuries.
It's QB week. Baltimore's Lamar Jackson, Minnesota's J.J. McCarthy, and Arizona's Kyle Murray are all expected to be back in action for each of their squads after missing time with injury.
That's today's report. Listen all season long for weekly injury updates. Presented by Fanatics Sportsbook, the home of fair play. Download the app today.
On most sportsbooks, an injury ruins your whole football parlay. But not on Fanatics. They have Fair Play Insurance, which protects your football player prop bets from injury for the entire first half, every single game, all season long. So even if a player goes down early, you still won't take the L. Why risk it if you don't have to? Keep your bets intact and switch to Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.